Laid off by text or email? It's a pretty common practice over at Google. Yet another round of layoffs is hitting Amazon. We'll tell you all about that. Goodbye, Howard. Welcome, Laxman. Today, we're checking on the price of a Big Mac. Why not? Right? Plenty of banking news to share with you today. Dollar General, like many cut-rate retail stores, is being forced into making a big move, and we'll share those details. We've got the Wall Street Report, and let's get a bit more happy, shall we? We sort of need it, and we've got that list of happy countries just for you. The news? That's next.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful you're back with us again this week. Hey, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. I suspect when you're going to lay off thousands of employees, the fastest way to get that done is through a text or an email. But really? CNN is reporting that's exactly what happened over at Google on the day some 12,000 workers got the axe. Former workers told CNN that Google, which for years ranked as the top company to work for in the U.S., laid off thousands of workers by email. And not just any employee. Decades-long veterans of the company were axed, at least one employee on health leave, and even an employee in labor with her second child were all cut with little explanation. Employees were left scrambling to determine who'd been let go, and those affected had no opportunity to say goodbye to colleagues or to pack up their desks. To many, Google's approach to layoffs, while not unique, seemed out of step with its employee-centric culture. For years, Google has been the kind of company that put its employees' well-being top of mind. In fact, that was almost as famous as its core search engine. For example, it lavished employees with large compensation packages and perks, from in-office climbing walls and free gourmet meals to at-work massages and even childcare. The company engaged its staff in a common mission and encouraged them to freely share even critical thoughts at work. Known for its longtime mantra of "don't be evil," Google effectively operated with another possibly synonymous ethos, "don't be corporate." But for some former employees affected by the layoffs, the cuts were just the latest example of a culture shift they say has been underway at Google for years. A culture that prized openness and feted employees has increasingly been tested and eroded by internal scandals, walkouts, mounting public scrutiny, business demands, and the reality that despite the best efforts of prior leaders, or more likely because of those efforts, Google has in fact become one very large, you guessed it, corporation. And remember, with large corporations, the bottom line is always the bottom line. Adding fuel to the layoff fire is Amazon, which has announced another round of layoffs, this time numbering 9,000. CNN is reporting that the latest cuts come after the company announced earlier this year it was eliminating some 18,000 positions as part of a major cost-cutting effort. CEO Andy Jassy said the fresh round of job cuts will take place in the coming weeks and will mostly impact people working in these divisions: Amazon Web Services, People Experience and Technology, Advertising, and Twitch. Well, there's a new CEO over at Starbucks. The company announced that three-time head of the company, Howard Schultz, handed over the reins to Laxman Narasimhan 2 weeks earlier than planned, saying the timing of the annual shareholders meeting was the reason. Starbucks has been fighting union efforts that has seen some 300 locations unionize. The company does have 9,300 in the U.S. Recently, a labor judge said Starbucks had not acted in good faith and displayed egregious and widespread misconduct in its dealings with employees involved in efforts to unionize Buffalo, New York stores, including the first location to unionize. Starbucks, meanwhile, says it believes the decision and the remedies ordered are inappropriate. According to CNN, the departing Schultz has seen company stock increase in value by 12%. There is speculation that companies from grocery stores to restaurants are finding out that as they raise prices, you are still going to pay for what you want. Now, true, some stores have seen a softening of foot traffic, but they've made up for that loss with an increase in sales as the ticket price increases. Well, now you can add McDonald's to the list of places where it will cost you more to eat out. The company has announced the price of its signature Big Mac is going up. CNN is reporting that CashNet USA reviewed Big Mac prices in all 50 states to determine where customers pay the most and pay the least for the iconic burger with two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Come on, we all know that jingle, right? The most expensive Big Mac in the United States can be found in Hawaii, where it will run you $5.31. That's a long way from its 1967 debut price of 45 cents for the burger. The cheapest, meanwhile, will require a road trip down to Mississippi, where they sell a comparatively cheap Big Mac at $3.91. Meanwhile, meat, poultry, fish, and egg prices have fell by 0.1%, according to the latest data from the Labor Department. It's the first time the prices have gone down since December 2021. However, retailers are loath to reduce the price to consumers. While the Big Mac is still pretty pricey in Hawaii, it is a steal compared to other parts of the world. For example, in Belgium, the sandwich costs $5.94, while Italian McDonald's diners are paying $7.13 for their Big Mac. Now, the cheapest Big Mac in the world? That can be found in Pakistan, according to CashNet USA, where it costs just $1.91. Price of Big Macs all over the world. See what you learn here? Well, it's enough to make your head spin. UBS struck a deal to purchase the troubled Credit Suisse at steep discount on Sunday afternoon. Markets looked at the more than $3 billion takeover with some skepticism as shares of Credit Suisse tumbled on Monday morning while UBS Group AG stock gained. Separately, Signature Bank's deposits have found a buyer. Flagstar Bank, a subsidiary of New York Community Bank, bought the majority of the deposits and some loan portfolios of the failed crypto lender. All this bank activity during the past 48 hours moved the markets, and I'll have those Wall Street numbers for you in just a bit. Well, Dollar General is making a move that it says will delight its customers, and it has nothing to do with pricing, but everything to do with staffing. The Street is reporting that CEO Jeff Owen said that the company will be investing $100 million to, quote, capture additional market share by further enhancing the in-store experience, end quote. So what exactly does that mean? No, not fancy lighting, but better pay for store employees so that shoppers actually see workers in their Dollar General location. Owen identified a specific consequence from the staffing shortage, which is empty shelves. While all retailers have reported supply chain problems stemming from the pandemic, Dollar General's problem is not the lack of merchandise, but rather the lack of someone to physically place the products on shelves. That's a big problem for a format that sells merchandise that typically turns quickly. But it's not just Dollar General. In December, the organizational consulting firm Korn Ferry released a survey in which 83% of retailers said that they had trouble hiring store employees. But then there are stores that excel on customer service and staffing. However, they tend not to be cut-rate stores. I was just at a retailer this past week talking to a 30-year employee who works in men's clothing. But it was, of course, at the very upscale family-owned chain, Von Maur. Stocks in the U.S. opened mostly higher this morning, but by mid-morning, the Nasdaq retreated, only to climb back above the flat line later in the day. The Dow rose by 382 points to close at 32,244, pushing aside earlier bank concerns. The Nasdaq rebounded, gaining 45 points to close at 11,675, and the S&P 500 was up by 34 points to end the session at 3951. As we went into the studio, West Texas Intermediate crude was on the march upward, and we'll share the details on that close a bit later. Meanwhile, in central bank news, the Fed is expected to increase its lending rate by a quarter of a point tomorrow. So, three words, maybe two. Hang on. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with the state of happiness. It seems like we could use a bit more of it. You know, there is plenty going on that could make a person cringe. On the heels of a pandemic that frayed social ties, the world has seen a war break out in Ukraine, economies teeter on the brink of recession, scientists are issuing urgent warnings on climate change, and an international banking system left reeling by recent fractures. Pessimism would then be not unwarranted. Yet global happiness has not declined since 2020, according to the United Nations World Happiness Report. So, who has the happiest citizens? This list might surprise you, or maybe not. Finland is the happiest country for the sixth year in a row, followed by Denmark, Iceland, Israel, and the Netherlands. And no, the United States didn't crack the top 10. However, Switzerland, Luxembourg, and New Zealand did. Australia, Canada, and the U.S. take spots 12, 13, and 15. With France bumped out of the top 20 and now in 21st place. Overall, benevolence, get this, towards others is up by 25% from pre-pandemic levels. That, too, was a surprise. Yeah, U.S., number 15 in happiness. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Be happy already, will ya? Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.